This episode is sponsored by Hulu. The reality queen herself, Lisa Vanderpump, has a new home on Hulu and has teamed up with them to bring you the newest, most exciting reality series yet, Vanderpump Villa. In an escape to the French countryside, Lisa and her staff work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. The series offers first-class luxury with world-class drama. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Yeah. And you say Shy City.
Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again.
I met this girl when I was 3 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point, I never blow her off. Niggas come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown, and at nighttime, my face lit up so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess that's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again. Me and home again. Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Now I'm coming home again. Maybe we could start again.
But if you really cared for her, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what niggas trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home, every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall, you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, spark the lighters, wave them around. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then?
Folks, we will always be together. Do not listen to Taylor. We are good. Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. I am Ryan Bailey. This is your Monday episode. Wow, Taylor really, she seems upset. It's been a big week for Taylor. I wanted to talk really briefly before we get into the show with Sophie Ross. There's a big spoiler. I don't want a spoiler alert, but Sophie makes an announcement that I cannot wait for you guys to hear. And I hope you guys message her. I just want to get the first picture. I want to get the first shot. You guys, I went tonight to Tom Sandoval's live show at the Hotel Cafe. The Hotel Cafe, you guys don't even get it, man. Like, I have a deep history with the Hotel Cafe, which is a very awesome venue on Cahuenga Boulevard. And I don't know how to tell you. So many of you guys are so young. Do you guys remember the Garden State soundtrack? There's a song called Blue Eyes by Carey Brothers that people think Carey Brothers is the name of a band name. It's one dude. And he was a very good friend when that soundtrack came out. And I was running a nightclub. And I got to watch, like, I used to hang out with him, Zach Braff, all this shit when the Garden State soundtrack came out. And he started off at Hotel Cafe. Him and all of these amazing artists started off at this place called Hotel Cafe. And so it was wild to actually go and see Tom Sandoval with an 8-piece band. You guys, his band was insane. I will talk more about this on the Tuesday episode, but I was so proud. Like, dude, I've watched Tom Sandoval perform karaoke better than anybody I've ever seen in my life. And now he has a full band behind him. It was insane. It was insane. How are you guys doing? We are in the week, the year, the month of Taylor Swift. We are getting Swiftied every which way. I do not know how you guys are dealing with it, but I'm dealing with it just fine. I think I love Taylor Swift. I got to say it. I do. Who does not love Taylor Swift, right? So we're going to talk a lot about her in today's episode with Sophie. And we're going to hear some commercials in between that. And yeah, guys, I am totally tipsy. I went to this show at Hotel Cafe. I'm so drunk, you guys. I don't know how to do it. But I'm a professional, and I'm going to put this show together. And can I give you something else? I tried to keep this secret because I don't like to, like, I moved. I'm in a new place. I moved in the last week, and actually the last 3 days. I did not plan on this, but a better opportunity presented itself, and now I'm in a kick-ass place on Melrose, 4 blocks from where I was living, but this place is killer. So I've been moving all weekend. And then we went to the show, and now I'm back, and I'm in a new place, and do you know what it's like when you're in a new place? There's a new opportunity, right? So I could make my life perfect right now if I wanted to. Oh, shit. And I forgot to tell you guys. Now it's like becoming super obvious. I'm wasted. A couple of people like actually listened to the show that were at the show tonight. It was the coolest thing I've ever. It was so cool. I literally wanted to pay them money for saying hi to me. It was awesome. Okay, That's enough. This is embarrassing on so many levels. So we're going to get right into Sophie Ross. Sophie has a big announcement for you guys at the beginning of the thing. And then we're going to do some commercial breaks. Then we're going to come back to the show. And then I'm going to talk to you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I've got some amazing interviews for you guys. So that's it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh my God, you guys. I passed out right after I said, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm up, and this podcast is hours late now. Oh my God. I didn't even get I passed out watching Salt Lake. I passed out watching one of the best episodes of the year. That's so embarrassing. Anyways, so this is, our conversation with Sophie. Halfway through, there will be commercials. And the other thing is, the story I didn't get to cover, and I'll cover this more on Tuesday, is Taylor Lautner, of course, who played Jacob in the amazing movie series Twilight. He played the werewolf. He got engaged to his now fiance, whose name is also Taylor, but he did it with all these candles everywhere, and he did it with a neon sign saying Lautner behind it. But also, Taylor Lautner used to date Taylor Swift, and now his fiance is named Taylor Lamb, but now her name will be Taylor Lautner. So it's two Taylor Lautners in that family. On top of, he proposed to her and had a neon sign made of his last name. I just feel like that should be talked about a little bit more. I feel like the fact that we're talking about anything else is weird, because that's probably the weirdest thing you're ever going to hear about ever. Anyways, you guys, I'll talk to you about on Tuesday. I got more to tell you about the show. Oh my God. I woke up and I immediately was like, I didn't put out the pod yet. And so, sorry, this is late, you guys. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Don't drink and drive. Bye.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your Monday episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. I am Ryan Bailey. Joined with me, as always, the hostess with the mostest. I'm going to have her blow into something to see what her alcohol content is. An amazing writer, an amazing comedian, an amazing lady. I would say up there with Taylor Swift and Britney Spears. Miss Sophie Ross, how are you today?
Oh my God, don't even compare me to those goddesses.
I mean, you've dated Jake Gyllenhaal as well. I think that's, I have to.
That's true. Yes, wait, I did.
Why are you dressed up?
Oh, I'm not dressed up. I'm wearing a black turtleneck like Elizabeth Holmes right now.
Oh my God. All right. Congratulations.
So I was watching football at a bar, and I had like 70 mimosas.
But that's part of that's fruit juice. So you're good. How did your team do?
I actually said that because I've been like battling a cold all week. I was like, wait, this is actually kind of good, because it's like vitamin C, like in the orange juice.
Did your team win?
The Bengals had a bye week, so I got to relax. But okay, I know this is really complex.
Oh, I'll try to understand it. I hope I understand it.
Okay, so we're in a division with three other teams. Every division has four teams.
Yeah.
The Ravens lost, the Browns lost, and the Steelers tied with a team that's winless, the Lions. So we basically won, even though we're on a bye week.
Woo! All right. Did you go, were you like, let's soak, baby?
Ooh, I was like, let's soak tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of soaking going on. If you're just joining us new to the program, soaking is the act in which you have no friction and you just insert yourself into a female and you do not move at all. And then if you want to go further than that, you can ask one of your friends or an acquaintance or a handyman to jump on the bed to create that friction so God doesn't get mad at you. Am I describing that correct?
I hate the way you describe it, but yeah.
Well, am I not describing it how it actually is? Or is should it be more romantic? Well, it's when a young man loves a young lady so much that he wants to.
When you insert yourself.
I'm so sorry. Jam yourself in. I don't know what you're. Speaking of soaking, I don't even know where to start this week, because I will say the last couple of days have been so huge for females. Like, I mean, it's been like
I mean, how many amazing things? Like, so Britney Spears got freed finally after so many years. Taylor Swift totally annihilated Jake Gyllenhaal and re-released Red, Taylor's version. Yeah. Adele is going to be doing like a 2-hour concert sit down with Oprah tonight.
Lindsay Lohan has a new Netflix movie.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan should have been first. What am I missing? I'm missing something. Oh no. Paris Hilton got married finally. I mean, like every possible females, like, I mean, females are having the best week ever, aren't they?
Yes, but Ryan, we don't use the word females anymore.
What are we using? Chicks? What's it? Chicken babies? What are we?
Holes.
Hey, you holes are having a good week.
No, we say women.
Oh, sorry. Women are having, no, I mean, but genuinely, women are having the best week ever. And I got to say, I am so here for all of the Taylor Swift stuff. I'm like in rapture.
Wait, by the way, I showed, okay, so I have a boyfriend.
What? Wait, between this week and last week, or have you been having it for like months now?
We've been dating for a little bit now.
Oh, shit. Oh my God, podcast official.
Exclusive. I was like, I need to tell the listeners before, you know.
It gets crazy.
Before the hard launch on Instagram, just so you guys.
Oh, shit. Are you hard launching this week?
I don't know. It'll happen when it happens. But you know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to make sure that everyone's in the loop. But anyway, I was like, you need to freaking watch the music video. The short film.
I did.
Yeah. So I showed them.
Did you show your guy?
Yeah, I made them sit down, him and his roommate, and watch All Too Well.
Did he get scared? Did he like break up with you that night?
No, he loved it. He was like, it was so well done. Like, I literally am making everyone watch it. I'm like, please just watch this film. It's so well done. It's so beautiful. Like, I haven't stopped thinking about it. Like, oh my God, it like made me cry. It was just so beautiful. And the whole album obviously is like just amazing. I've been blasting it all weekend, but like, just, it was so well done. Taylor Swift's directing chops. Who knew?
Did you watch her on SNL?
Okay, wait. I have not had a chance to watch her on SNL yet, but I need to. I know I need
she
to.
She killed it. I mean, like.
I know. I kept seeing. I looked it up. I looked it up and I couldn't find it on Twitter. Just like, I was like quickly searching when I had a chance today and I couldn't find it. So I'm going to watch it right after this.
Well, so I will say this though, like I've been loving, like, and part of it is like, I find her really talented, but I also find it kind of funny. Like, I do love the thought of people are now pest. I don't love the thought of people like doing death threats against Jake Gyllenhaal and John Mayer, but oh, I do find the concept of like guys getting scared for mistreating women. Like, oh shit. Like, I kind of like that narrative, but also it is a little, the narrative itself, you guys, like they dated for like 3 months and this left such an impact on such a young girl. And this is what I always say, like the white, like the D class version of this is Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin. It's like when you have that kind of power vacuum, that power dynamic of an old man and you know, 11 year older, or how much older was he?
He was like, I think he was 29 and she was 20. So yeah, that's like a significant, you know, you're in different life stages. Like a 20-year-old is still like a baby. It's still like developing, you know, person. And yeah. And he clearly was not great to her. This was really bad for Jake Gyllenhaal. Like this, he was portrayed as a very gaslighting, manipulative, like piece of shit.
Well, I mean, like I'm wondering, like, can Jake Gyllenhaal, like, can he respond in one of his movies? Like, you know, usually with rappers, they go back and forth and all that. How will Jake Gyllenhaal ever respond to this? There's so many aspects to this story that I find fascinating. Is that like she really, it's like a full court blitz and she's never said his name. Like, I would love it if it turned out to not be Jake Gyllenhaal and we've just decided as a nation it is. And then John Mayer, did you see that he went into somebody's DMs that said to kill himself? And he said, hey, I just, you know, I'm getting a lot of messages like this. I chose yours at random to respond to. Do you really want, like, he goes, I have a curious mind. Do you really want me to die? And the girl was like, oh my God, no. But John Mayer also, like, I mean, John's done this with a lot of, I mean, because John's next if she does all her albums, right?
Yeah, because John is
Dear John.
I think it's Speak Now.
Yeah.
Next album. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's the, he's next. And yeah, everyone's making jokes like John Mayer's going to like sneak into Scooter Braun's, like he's gonna, like not wanting this to happen.
I wonder how far she'll go back. Does she have like a third grade boyfriend or anything like that? Like, could you imagine just like a, like her first kiss? Like she just goes for everybody. She's supposedly with this guy, this actor, Joe Alwyn. How do you say his name? Do you know?
Joe Alwyn. Yeah.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, you guys, or today when you listen to this, she'll have another music video out directed by Blake Lively. And that music video will be out tomorrow. Now, I heard a rumor, and I think I might be one of the first. I'm hesitant to say because it sounds insane. But I heard this video. I know this sounds insane. I heard this video.
Wait, the next Taylor Swift album is 1989. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Then is she just going to skip past Speak Now, or is she going to go back to that later?
No. Okay. Speak Now was 2010 and Red was 2012.
And 1989 was 2015, right?
2014.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Swifties. I'm not getting all the details right.
Screw you. Why don't you just be busy soaking what you're good at?
But John Mayer. Yeah. 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 Okay, sorry. Anyway, keep going.
Okay, so the video with Blake Lively tomorrow is, I heard this rumor, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but I hear that, this can't be right, is that I hear Aaron Rodgers and Miles Teller are in the video.
Wait, in what video?
The Taylor Swift one directed by Blake Lively coming out tomorrow.
What?
But this was like months ago shot before any of this happened. So I think they would have to be cut out by now. I can't tell you how I know this or anything like that. But then I went back and looked up Aaron Rodgers, and he does have a Taylor Swift fixation. And I think they're all friends, which would just be so bizarre. But I was like, there's no way, like Taylor's too calculated to release them at during this time period, you know?
What? Yeah.
What if I'm right though? What if, I mean, that would be wild. What if she ruins this whole comeback by putting Aaron Rodgers in something?
We'll see. I know. I was just watching. We were just talking about Aaron Rodgers. He was just playing football. And I was like, ew, I hate his like long hair. He's so gross.
You know, I got a lot of Barstool people after me last week, thanks to our conversation.
Same.
A lot of people left bad reviews. A lot of people like, I mean, wild. I didn't realize what, you know, it's so funny. I mean, this podcast I think is directly geared towards, females. And, I know women. Women. And I know we have a great gay audience as well, but I find it funny, like to come out of the woodwork as like, I don't get what we're arguing about in terms of Dave Portnoy. It's like, you can help small businesses, but like, does that give you permission to like, like be sexually aggressive with young women? Even
exactly.
If, I mean,
the guys in my DMs, like, don't get it. Like, and they were all like, but Dave like disproved everything. And I'm like, what did he disprove? He like posted something that like the girl was still texting him afterwards. And it's like Harvey Weinstein, some of Harvey Weinstein's victims still like walked red carpets with him. It's like, you're dealing with like a powerful person. Like you don't know how to act. Like it doesn't disprove anything. And I think the fact that, you know, it came out, someone DM'd me and I ended up taking down this tweet because it was going to apparently compromise the story that's being worked on about it. A girl had her ribs cracked while she was having sex with him. Like, he cracked her ribs. Like, and then if you've seen the sex tape of him where he's like really rough and has like a collar around the girl and he's like filming it, like he's clearly like doing very degrading, gross stuff. And if you're doing that stuff to 19-year-old girls, yeah, you're going to have some issues.
And even I was reading something in an article today. It was like a woman at 19 says like, yeah, of course I consent to this. But then like looking back 11 years, like late, you know, 11 years ago, like, oh my God, it caused me such mental damage that I had no clue at the time. So it's like one person can say something at a time. Like, you know, sometimes we have to be a little bit better than that. And I understand what he's saying, like, well, they've all said yes and all that stuff. And it's like, yeah, but you're literally like, you're kind of one of those people that like, I want to throw bologna on you for your naked body from across the room. Like, it's like treating women as like game, you know, like I'm going to be as filthy as I want with you and you're going to agree to it.
he's like changing the trajectory of their lives. When you like traumatize someone like that will change their lives. And yes, that's a great point that like, you're a 19-year-old girl. And yes, you might be saying yes in the moment, but now as like a fully grown adult, I look back at my choices at 19 years old. If I had a 44-year-old man who had been kind of like preying on me or whatever it is, yeah, that would have fucked me up.
Well, it's very similar to what we're talking about with Taylor Swift in a way. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal wasn't aggressive in that sense, but you know, according to the music video, he liked to argue a lot, but it's the same thing of like, you know, when you do date younger people, I mean, that stuff does come up and you have to really be careful. That's what we had said all along with that Scott Disick and Amelia too, is that like now Amelia is going to compare all of her other boyfriends to this dude, Scott, and it's going to like kind of leave this psychic scar on her dating thing. But I love Taylor Swift in the sense of taking back that narrative. But I will say, I would love to hear like, and we'll never hear from Jake Gyllenhaal about this, but I will say just from the dude's perspective, it might not have meant a lot to him. Like, I love that part of the lyrics of the song is, you know, it was a masterpiece and you threw it away and all of this stuff. And it was like, it might've been a masterpiece to you, Taylor, but it obviously wasn't a masterpiece to him. Like, I sometimes think that like, we tell ourselves things to make us be able to like, I mean, the whole, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm older and or that I'm getting old. And I just realize that not everybody's going to like everybody forever. And it's like, I love what Taylor is doing. But at the same time, I mean, Jake immediately went on to many other people like she has as well. And I totally appreciate like being so hurt and leaving it such an impact on her that it did this, but it is kind of humorous in a way to still be dredging and living in these memories, even though we all do that.
Well, I think that's the point. That's the point. And that's why people resonate with this so much, is that you have these short-lived relationships through your life and you're like, oh, well, it's over now. I've dated other people. It never really mattered anyway, but it did matter. It left an imprint. It left like, you know, memories, especially if you're young, like that leaves like everlasting trauma in some cases. Like it does matter. So like these little love affairs through your life and all of these people that enter your life and left your life that you're like, oh, well, it never mattered because like, you know, I moved on and they moved on. It really never was anything. It's like, it was something like yeah. It does. And I feel like people resonate with that because we never, you know, it's about the breakup, the devastating heartbreaks or like the, you know, finding your person or whatever it is. Like there are like in between situationships. Yeah. And I love that about Sex and the City too. I think there's like a really good Sex and the City quote. I can't even like remember it right now because I'm like drunk and just not even like, Gary Bradshaw basically is like, yeah, even the people that, oh, I can't even quote it right. I'm not going to do it justice, but it's basically, yeah, all of those short lived, like even though they only dated for 3 months, it clearly, you know, made an impact on her. And I think that a lot of people can probably say that about like some 3 month flings that they've had that maybe were short lived, but like incredibly impactful. And the fact that they were short lived doesn't take away from the fact that they were impactful and that it was like a very like intense relationship.
Yeah. Like admit that it meant something, admit that it meant something.
Exactly. And that's why I feel like this album like resonates with people, because we don't usually talk about those little like 3 month flings.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I love
this is what's so amazing is the music video, you guys, is so literal. And at first, I gotta say, I was like, this is so lit. I almost thought, I was like, oh, is this bad? Like, is this bad? And then I kind of read so many like people saying how much it meant to them. And I went back and looked at it and I reconsidered even my own viewing on this. Cause at first I was like, come on, man, like leave it. Like at the end when she became an author instead of a songwriter. And then he was there with the red scarf in the back. I was like, Gyllenhaal was never in the back of one of her concerts with the red scarf.
But so cute.
Well, did you see Dumois that she knows where the red scarf is?
I don't know if I believe that. That read like fanfic.
No, I mean, but how exciting, like she knew supposedly through a third party where the scarf is. And she has now been in touch with Taylor's people to get her back the reds. That red scarf needs to go in the Smithsonian.
Honestly, that I thought that was fanfic. I didn't believe that for a second.
See, to me, Taylor Swift and this, it makes pop culture exciting. And it's so much more exciting to be talking about this to me than like the billionth time we talk about the Kardashians, you know?
Yeah. No,
like it means something. Like we get to dissect lyrics and like, it's like this Da Vinci Code of pain, you know?
Well, Well, that's why Taylor Swift is such a strong fan base, because she gives her fan base so much. She gives them the Easter eggs and the fun puzzles and the clues, and she gives them the premieres. Like, she gave that premiere to her like biggest fans. Like, and she does like screenings at her house and like stuff like that. Like, all of the fun stuff that she does for her fans that no other artists do for their fans. Like, if you're wondering why Taylor Swift has such an intense fan base, it's because she loves her fans and it shows.
Well,
like, she wants people to be entertained. She wants to give people like the best of the best. Look, compare that to like freaking Kylie Jenner, who produces trash and is like, love me anyway. Like, Taylor Swift wants to earn your love. Like, she actually cares about her fans.
I totally agree. The funniest thing, though, was like Friday was so insane. We got Britney being freed, which we'll talk about in a second. We had all this Taylor stuff happen. And then all of a sudden I get like Us Weekly emails, like updating. I get like 10 a day from them. And one of the Us Weeklies, the headline was Courtney approves of Travis Barker's vegan snacks. And I was like, imagine how lame to still be a part of the conversation. And you have really nothing going on except for like, we like to dry hump in public and he's a vegan. And like, I mean, like, you realize that there's nothing really, you're not contributing tons to the society. Whereas I feel like Taylor and even Britney, like Britney Spears has turned into this kind of icon in not even in her music, but just in what she represents about like actual freedom and human rights. Now, I mean, that's bizarre that she is now kind of this symbol for free speech, right? Or like for freedom of body and
well, this is clearly like a huge freaking issue. If Britney Spears, who's a multi-millionaire iconic like woman, was trapped like this for 13 years, think about all the other people that are being trapped in situations like this. Like, and they don't even have the platform. I mean, not even a platform, because Britney really was restricted from using her platform for so long, but the fan base and the exposure that Britney Spears has, like all of the other people that are in similar situations, like it really sheds light on kind of this abuse that happens that people don't really know about.
What if her Instagram turns back to normal now? Like, there's no more like weird codes or dancing in hall, like, you know, the dancing in the foyer. Like, what if it's just sunset photos, or like, you know, this is what I'm having for breakfast, avocado toast. Matthew Rosengart is her attorney, and he gave this great speech afterwards. Okay, see, this is what I wanted to say, and I said this before. I love, this is like one of the funniest things we do, or women do, in terms of like a guy does something good for a woman, and immediately it comes like, I bet he fucks good. I want to fuck that dude. Like, I saw that everywhere on Twitter. It's like, you know, he fucks. And it's like, can you let this guy do something good for Britney without totally sexual? You're like, I literally read tweets of me like, that guy's got a big dick. You know, he does, you know,
okay, but he is hot. Like,
he is hot. But like, why can't, this is about Britney right now. Why do we have to make him hot? You know,
because he's hot.
Wait. Will you tell me for real if this is that your boyfriend? Is Matthew Rosengart, her attorney, your boyfriend? Is that why you're saying this so emphatically?
Matt, if you're mad. Maddie, don't be mad.
But he came out and he gave this speech saying, like, thank you to the fans for doing this. You guys are a part of why this happened. But what I love that he said is that they have safeguards in place, because a lot of people were like, well, now she's just going to blow it. And I'm like, but I love that he has a safeguard in place for her financially and otherwise, with her in full control of it. But there are things that are in place, which is what it should have been in the first place. Yeah. You know, I love that.
This is clearly the first lawyer that has actually her best interests in mind. The other lawyers were always hired on behalf of, you know, the Spears family. And yeah, he actually really cares about her and cares about her financial well-being. And also when they, you know, I think they originally decided, or they got Jamie off of the conservatorship a few months ago, and they were like, it's going to be over.
Yeah.
But Matthew Rosengart wanted it in place for a few more months just to get everything investigated and get everything in order and get everything sorted. Like, he wanted to do this right and make sure that Britney is left in the best situation possible, and that the people that took advantage of her are like held accountable, which I appreciate about him. Like, he clearly is, you know, doing a great job. And yeah, he freed Britney.
And he's got a big and he's got a big old dong, according to everybody.
Yeah, and he's definitely packing heat.
he's packing the full extent of the law in those 36-inch waists.
It's gonna be like instead of the Pete Davidson dildo,
it's a Matthew Rosengart dildo. But I mean that. By the way, Pete did a sketch with Taylor last night, and I was like, I got immediately scared. I was like, Taylor's going to hook up with Pete, isn't she? Like that. It's just like in vogue to hook up with Pete Davidson right now, you know?
God forbed. God forbed.
Speaking of the
whole album about Pete Davidson.
Wait, what'd you say?
Album about Pete Davidson.
I mean, I would love like Taylor should be, that would be a challenge. Like, how do you write a whole album about Pete Davidson? You know?
No. Yeah. She's good. She's can do better. Joe better.
Yeah, I don't even know what Joe Allman looks like, actually. But I mean, so we have that Britney Spears is freed. Amazing. Paris Hilton is married. And this coincides with Paris Hilton's new reality series from Paris with Love. I believe it's called on Peacock. I watched
Paris in Love.
Oh, Paris in Love. Sorry. From Paris with Love would actually be a little better, but Paris in Love is good as well. So it's about her engagement and prepping for the wedding with her fiance, who's, I don't know. I watched the first episode and it's kind of like, he's kind of weird. It's not who I would expect Paris to be with, but he's throwing so much money at her all the time. And she's going in between the baby doll voice and the deeper voice. We see Kathy in it, which is amazing, but it's all like, so she had a 3-day wedding, not unlike Coachella, where Thursday was the wedding on 11/11. And then Friday they had a neon carnival, which is what they do at Coachella. Brett Boldhouse throws this party the first night of Coachella, or I think the Saturday night of Coachella every year. And then yesterday, that was Friday. And then Saturday was like a black tie event, but they had McDonald's there and stuff. So they had 3 days of events for Paris Hilton's wedding. Does this make you feel anything?
No, I looked at the photos. The photos, I mean, it looked, yeah.
She looked gorgeous.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous. It looked extravagant. It looked beautiful. Yeah, I heard the show was really bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I mean, I there were parts of it that I laughed at just in the sense of like watching a guy who's never been on reality shows before, her fiance or her husband now, him, like, I just couldn't get a beat on his personality. I was kind of like, wow, this is very different than anybody I thought Paris would date. And you really get the sense that she's like Kathy Hilton in the sense of she has a lot of arrested development. Like, I feel like the women, maybe not Nikki, but Paris and Kathy feel like they're like 11-year-olds. You know, like they're always like very childlike and they're like, I believe in the fairy tale, you know, and she just doesn't know what voice to use. It was completely awkward. And also I saw all the wedding dress photos. She had 4 or 5 different changes at the wedding itself. And it just seemed like exhausting. Like imagine being poked and prodded on your special, like, and I know that's her thing to look beautiful, but man, it looked exhausting to do all that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, exhausting, but you know, what else are they going to do? Of course they're going to have like a multi-million-dollar, like freaking weekend.
I know. I just see, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, what do you do though, after that's over? Like, how do you, it just seems like that's rarefied air. Now we know Kyle Richards was there. The guest list was like, weird. Like they were like Ashley Benson, Kim Kardashian came, oh, also about Travis Scott. Did you notice Daily Mail took down all their Travis Scott articles?
Oh, they did?
I don't know
what. About Astroworld or just in general?
I think just about Astroworld. I don't know. Somebody sent that to me today. And
Travis Scott's PR team is like working overtime. But also I thought it was interesting how Kim Kardashian went to like the convenience store after Paris Hilton's wedding. And I was like, you have an assistant. If you
be so normal, you guys.
If I'm like, if you needed anything from the convenience store, you have an assistant. It's like, I feel like some of these photo ops are literally to draw attention away from like the Kylie and Travis stuff.
Yeah, but she would do that shit anyways, where I think that's true. Like, it's like a style of tweet. It's like a style of paparazzi photo where they're like, you're going to get somebody looking so glamorous and let's get them at the shittiest place ever. So they think they're still real, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pull over. I want to see you like pooping in a porta potty or something. That would be like real, you know, get a shot of that.
Or like, yeah, flying like in coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Like just totally normal. Like just talking with like regular people that would be eating Southwest peanuts. So Britney Spears free. Paris wedded or whatever that is. Let's see what else happened this week. Cause it seemed like so much. Did you see, speaking of Sex and the City, did you see the preview for the actual show?
Oh my God. Yeah. It made me so excited.
It looked, I got to say, guys, I know we've like a lot of people have been shitting on it and it doesn't have Kim Cattrall. But I thought it looked really good.
It got me so excited. Like, I'm so excited.
I think there's a real unique opportunity here.
I got chills when I watched it.
Well, I think it's like really cool to actually have a show that like potentially could talk about, like we all saw them be the hot it girls of that like decade on HBO. You can actually talk about what it's like being older as a woman, to be sexy as an older woman. Like they actually are able to probably confront some issues that women go through that I think in a really cool way. And it looked like, I don't know. I thought the preview looked great. I know I'm a dude, but I still was like, this looked great. Unfortunately. And it made me sad. They had her best friend in it for a second who passed away a couple months ago,
oh,
you know?
That made me so sad. I cannot remember his name.
Wait, is your boyfriend one of the guys where you were in the summer house area? Was that one of those dudes that we in the background? Like you're the what? Two dudes?
What?
He recorded and
No. Neither of those guys. Those guys are right. Now you're like, you keep asking.
Well, now I'm curious. Is it Luke Gulbranson from Summer Winterhouse? Wait, is it?
It's Luke.
Man, yeah. If he came out with a guitar right now, he's like, Sunta, yes, McBag.
McBag drives me wild.
He drives me wild.
Lucas.
What do you think of, Winterhouse this week?
Oh my God, Winterhouse is giving me life. I'm obsessed with Winterhouse. I love it. I'm trying to think. Lindsay is obviously killing it and giving us everything we need. The Sierra and Austin thing, I'm still confused by.
Paige, yeah, fascinated Paige. Do you think Paige, like she was talking about dating, online dating. She said, you know, she even got ghosted. She thought everybody would love her. And it turns out like, you know, it wasn't what she thought it would be. Do you believe that? Because I was like, who's ghosting Paige?
I believe that. I believe that just because I know New York men in general, like it doesn't matter who you are. These guys in New York on dating apps, like they all have Peter Pan. A lot of them have Peter Pan syndrome where they do not want to settle down. So they'll go on a date or two, hook up, whatever it is. It doesn't matter who you are. Like they just don't want to settle down. So yeah, I totally believe that.
Except for your new boyfriend, Carl Radke.
Carl, come on out.
Hey, he's like
more life.
What up? Check out my three balls.
But what I don't believe is that Paige is super into Andrea. I think that's a storyline. I don't think that she actually like wanted to marry this guy.
No, not at all. And the frustrating thing, we only have two more episodes of Winterhouse left. And we don't get to see the Paige Craig thing happen at all in this. Like it happened way after Winterhouse stopped filming. So that's like, I think everybody keeps thinking they're going to see it on the show and that's not going to happen.
That's what I was saying. I was like, he has a girlfriend on the show. We're not going to see it. It happened after.
Also, we got a picture this week of Paige with Patricia from Southern Charm standing together. So she's
right. And also, why were they dressed for completely different occasions?
I mean, maybe.
It looks like she was going to the club. At Patricia's.
It probably was a night before. Like it was probably, they started off there and then they were going to the club for Republic.
Yeah, like, wear something else.
You guys, we'll be back in a second to this very fun conversation. But in the meantime, we're going to do some commercials as always. And we had a new sponsor for So Bad It's Good this week. I am very excited about this one. It is Victoria Emerson. They do amazing jewelry and I always get to approve the products that I have on this show. And they sent me the website. I got to order a few products and I'm very excited to give them to the females in my life. It looked really, really cool. It looked very stylish from all of the stuff that I see on all of these images from Us Weekly, from Daily Mail. This stuff fits right in there. So I think you guys are going to dig it as well. So Victoria Emerson, it all started with an idea to create gorgeous jewelry for everyone. Victoria Emerson is a jewelry line that offers wrap bracelets, boho cuffs, earrings, and necklaces to bring a little sparkle to everyone's lives.
Founded in 2012 and loved by women around the world, Victoria Emerson is lucky to call celebrities like Jessica Alba, Vanessa Hudgens, Busy Phillips, Brenda Song, Mary Fitzgerald, and Julianne Howe, Dancing with the Stars, of course. They're all fans of this brand. So each piece, you guys, is created with genuine materials, including real crystals, stones, AA plus pearls, and 14 karat and 18 karat gold. There is something for everyone. And you guys, their website is amazing. There really is something for everyone. Minimalists will love the dainty necklaces, timeless chains, or even the double wrap bracelets. Those looking for a little more will love the boho cuffs, wrap bracelets, and layered necklaces for all their sparkle. Victoria Emerson is inclusive with most styles, offering multiple points to fasten the piece or extension so you can adjust the fit to be as loosely or as snug as you like. Customer favorites are the freshwater pearl wrap bracelets, the layered necklaces featuring multiple chains on one clasp for an easy layered look, and the infamous paperclip style gold necklace that sold out multiple times within 24 hours. And of course, smartwatch straps so you can have fashion and function. Brand new styles just landed online for the fall season. Now, listeners can buy one, get one free. That's buy one, get one free on the entire collection by visiting www.victoriaemerson.com/sobad and use the code SOBAD. You guys, this is a buy one, get one free. That is a whole one free. I read this and I just thought I actually was wrong, but that is buy one, get one free. www.victoriaemerson.com/sobad. And the code is so bad. That's two gifts right there. Buy one, get one free. That's two gifts. So the next sponsor is, of course, our friends at BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. You guys know my thoughts on therapy. You guys know my thoughts on mental health. It is something that we need to talk about more and more and bring it out into the light. There should be no stigma attached to it, and it should be easy and affordable, and that's what BetterHelp does. My story about this, you know, they always want you to tell your story. My story, one of the things is just kind of out of comfort was, you know, when the world was normal back in the day, I used to have to go on my lunch break from work. And I'd have to run to an appointment in Burbank. And then it'd be an hour session. And then I was like, always just like, how the traffic to get back to work. And I was always stressed out. And with this, you're doing it right on your computer. You can do it just as a phone call. You can do it as a video call. Also, if you're worried about doing therapy, which I totally understand, the best way to think about therapy is through like a bunch of analogies. You get oil changes for your cars to prevent bigger issues down the road. You see a doctor and go to the gym to take care of our bodies. I actually need to go to the gym. But you do it to prevent injury and disease. We do chores regularly, some of us, to avoid a messy house. Going to therapy is like all of the above. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. Going to therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you're investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. We got to do the things to invest in ourselves. We're worth it. So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So why invest in everything else and not your mind? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and So Bad It's Good listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/sobad. That's betterhelp.com/sobad, BETTERHELP.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
And now, back to the show.
Don't wear that. She really just, like, does not. She does not understand the assignments. I know that she's like supposed to be the fashionable one, but she makes some very questionable choices. I was like, why is she wearing that at Patricia's?
I need your thoughts on last Sunday night of TV. We finally got to see Salt Lake. We got to see the last 15 minutes. Jen Shaw made up one of the worst, I mean, really one of the best lies, but also just a horrifying lie that her husband had internal bleeding. Didn't even blink. What were your thoughts on that episode?
First of all, it was scary to see how easily she could lie.
I mean, without blink. And guys, that's what I'm saying. That's why, like, some people, like, you know, will say Dorit and PK made up the home invasion because of shit like this. Like, we see it all the time. There is precedent for this stuff happening. So, of course, some people are going to think that because we see people lie on these shows all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that was very telling about her character. But I thought it was incredible. I thought the episode itself was like slow leading up to it. I think that Mary is very like unhinged.
I mean, she's crazy. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but she's crazy and you can't fight with crazy. Like, it's funny to watch, but you can't fight with crazy.
Right. She's so insane. There's something wrong with her. I don't know what's going on with Mary, but, I'm so excited. So right now it's time for Potomac reunion part two and then Salt Lake City where they're gonna, but the last like 15 minutes of that episode were like insane. The tension, it was like so good.
That's the only time when I love that the audience knows how this plays out. So we're already amped up. So when we see that first FBI or like Homeland Security agent flash by in the bus and they don't see him, but we see him. It's such an amazing moment. It's such a great TV moment. I also watched the Potomac reunion last week and I thought it was really good. Like it was so refreshing to just watch ladies fight over the same old stupid shit instead of like Beverly Hills Housewives talking about like crime, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. The reunion has been good. I need Wendy keeps making little comments like Wendy. I don't know what her deal is.
I like it. I feel like by the third season, she's going to slow it down. Like she's going to take the feedback, hopefully. But I kind of like that she's going that hard because it's funny, one, in its own right, because it's kind of messy. And two, I just like the evolution. Like, you know, she's finding her own voice. And also there's probably something with Eddie that's actually really happening. And that's why she's going so hard. Mia Thornton, the new cast member this week, alluded to that she is not coming back to Potomac.
Yeah. I don't get what she was saying with that post. Like, what was she saying?
She was saying that, supposedly she's like, me and Gordon, we don't do mess like this. I thought I was coming into classiness, like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I'm like, what do you even think? Like, but she's like, I'm just not up for this. I have a great life, great friends, great kids. My business is doing well. And I just don't think I want this. And, you know, I could understand that potentially. I mean, it does open you up to a level of, like you put you under a microscope in a way that it never has. Like, I mean, this year, especially, I mean, who knows? Maybe it just means she's a criminal and she's realizing I got to get away, you know?
Yeah, that could be the case. But I mean, I like Mia. I would have been interested in seeing her for another season for sure.
So I'm seeing a lot. Oh, also Real Housewives of Orange County, the trailer premiered this week.
It looks so good.
It looked good, but it's so funny. It's like so much is happening that it almost got completely overshadowed. You know? My
God. Well, I'm super excited. Heather Dubrow is coming to save RHOC.
Yeah, it looked fun. We had a moment where Shannon and Heather were talking about Gina and Shannon was like, yeah, she's fine, whatever. And then we have a moment where Heather says that I think Noella, Bronwyn's friend, gave her 17-year-old pornography, I think that she was alluding to or what she said, which is great. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. But then I got to say, like, Kelly Trash Dodd, did you see that thing? She like her and Numbnuts were at a restaurant and Terry Dubrow and Heather Dubrow were at a table of six. They were the only two there. And Kelly Dodd like started doing an Instagram story with their friends at the table saying how much of losers Heather Dubrow and Terry were, that they had no friends. They're losers. She always seems like she's on allegedly some like coke binge. And I find it so messy and stupid and not the way to get attention, you know?
Yeah, like how the fuck is Kelly Dodd still allowed in public places? Like, she is just so insane. She really gets off on just like offending people.
It's like a Mary Cosby vibe, but you know what I'm saying? It's like that kind of crate where I'm like, you don't really have it all there, you know? You're not all there.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
This week, do you realize that we are Peacock's Ultimate Girls Trip, The Real Housewives mashup, premieres this week with Cynthia Bailey, Ramona Singer, Teresa Giudice, Kyle Richards. We have this whole mashup. Are you going to be watching this? Wow, on the fence.
Yeah, I mean, I probably will, but I really haven't even like signed up for Peacock yet.
You know,
I don't think I did actually. So I need to like get Peacock first, but like, is it going to be on something else? Cause usually they end up.
They're trying to really get people over to Peacock.
Okay. So we'll see. It depends if I decide to get Peacock.
Can I say this as your friend though?
Yeah.
Ever since you've gotten a boyfriend, you've changed. Like you would have hopped on that show like 2 months ago. And now you're like, oh, do I have time for this? Do I have time? He's changing you, Sophie. I don't love it. I got to say, hey, we've all talked. I've talked with your parents. We're just worried right now. We're just worried. We just want to talk. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yes. I mean, I actually am. So I do. I agree with that. Okay, as we start winding down. Okay, so what else has happened? Okay, did you hear anything on your end? Anything more about the Travis Scott stuff?
Oh my God. No, just that.
I mean, the ninth person died.
I'm probably mispronouncing it, but she was the one that there was a video circulating of her getting dropped on her head.
That was her?
Yep, that was her.
It was her first concert, right?
Her first concert. It's just unbelievably tragic. And the fact that, you know, so she was on life support for about a week and Travis Scott and his team have not reached out to her family, last I heard any of the victims.
That's what I heard, that the not reaching out to the family thing was kind of like, wow. I mean, I know it's lawsuits and all of this stuff, but
a human being, just be a human being.
Yeah, I feel like you're already going to have to spend a lot of money to get out of this situation. Why not like do it with a clear conscience and saying, right, like, hey, you know, exactly. I didn't.
People are like, well, then he could incriminate himself and blah, blah. And it's like, doesn't matter. Just be a human.
Yeah. I just, at this point, that's the thing. I get you have like legacies to protect, but I think legacies are created when you really reach out to your fans and like say, like, I can't imagine that this happened, you know, like I'm sure it's horrific for him, but like, I feel like the story with him, it gets involved of like how much money he's going to lose, not the, how do we make this better for the fans? How do we make this? Like, I don't care genuinely how much money he's going to lose. Like that part to me is not the story, you know?
Right. Oh yeah. It's not about the money. It's about, you know, how are the victims and these families going to get through this? He owes them, you know, what's the word? Retribution.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's just a fact. And he has enough money. Kylie Jenner has enough money. I think that's the other thing. It's like these families, the fact that they all had GoFundMe accounts for the funerals, it's like, why do they have GoFundMe accounts when, you know, Travis Scott, Drake, and Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner were all in the vicinity? Like, yeah. That's what I don't get. It's like, why are these people not being human beings? Like, it really is almost like when you become that rich and famous, you kind of lose your sense of humanity in a way. Like, it really becomes about power and money, and that's it. Like, they're forgetting that these are real human beings, because it doesn't matter, like, who, if it was me or a family member or my boyfriend or like whoever.
Oh, shit.
Involved in any sort of like,
yeah,
like this, it's like, as a human being, and if you have enough money to help people and help people, why wouldn't you? Yeah. Like, it really boggles my mind. And I think that both Travis Scott's PR team, if he has a PR team, because it doesn't even seem like he does, and the Kris Jenner camp have all been failing miserably.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interested to see what happens, but I do get like, how this story has like kind of spread out, it'll start dissipating. We'll start hearing less and less about it. Probably somebody else will pass away. Unfortunately, it'll get brought up again, but it's interesting. I was just thinking about that in terms of, man, like, do you remember a couple of weeks ago when we had that Zayn Malik story with the Hadids? Like, haven't heard anything about that, like, in a week and a half. Like, it's just interesting how they have a shelf life and so much is going right now that these things really come and go. And I'm curious about the Astroworld thing. Like, does it just go away and we don't talk about it anymore?
I think the rest of the Kardashians will be able to kind of like, I mean, even Kim and Kendall have been, and Kourtney and Khloe, all of them have been going about their lives since this happened. So for them to be like, we're reeling and we're devastated and we're still in shock as a family, it's like, no, you aren't. But I think that this will definitely follow Kylie and Travis for a very long time.
Yeah,
it will. Like, he is directly responsible for people's deaths. And that's her baby daddy. And this is who she associates with. And she decided to protect him instead of doing anything for the victims. And he hasn't really shown any empathy. And it kind of shows, you know, this is the type of person that she chooses to have children with. Not a good look for you, Kylie. Everything about it is just a really, really, really bad look for Kylie. So I don't think that Kylie really comes back from this, honestly.
Well, this is a little bit of a bad look as well. Have you heard of a band called Brass Against? Brass Against?
It sounds like any band that you could tell me, like, I've heard their song before and I would believe you.
So it's a band known for performing brass versions of rock songs, and that they were performing at a music festival, Welcome to Rockville. And the band issued an apology because what happened during their set, the lead singer peed on a fan's willing face at the music festival mid-set. They posted a statement. We had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected. And it's not something you'll see again at our shows. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona.
Why did he pee on someone? Did they ask?
Yeah. Like a willing fan. I don't know. I'm just, this article made its way around in so many different outlets. So during the performance, the singer Eurista grabbed a bottle of water and noted that the show would be closed out with her relieving herself on someone in the audience once she drank it all. And she quoted, "Get my man with the can on his head ready, because we're going to bring him on stage and I'm going to piss in that motherfucker's mouth," she said. A few minutes later, the man indeed climbed onto the stage with an apparently empty can attached to his forehead. He lay down flat on his back on stage, prompting Eurista to straddle his head, slide her pants down, and pee into the can, or at least aim for it. When she finished, the man scooped some of the liquid on stage into his hands and threw it out over the audience. After getting her pants pulled back up, Eurista walked back over to him, telling him to get off the stage and calling for security to help her out. "Security, get him the fuck out of here," she said. "Get the fuck out of here. You're done." Which is wild that you piss on somebody and then you're like, get the F out, you know?
Yeah, like, why? He sounds like he was a willing participant, and she should have been thankful that she has volunteer.
Yeah, I mean, try, hey, by the way, Harry Styles, compete with that, dude. Like, compete with that.
Fuck, that is very strange.
I mean, that's another, you know, I guess, Astroworld tragedy that, I mean, that just seems horrible. In positive news, Lisa Vanderpump is a grandmother. Pandora finally gave birth to a baby. And the baby's name is Theodore.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
What if the baby's name was insurance fraud? Oh, you know, guess what I'm going to do tonight?
What?
I'm going to see Tom Sandoval perform live his concert. He's playing. He has like a 90s, like, new wave band that plays all cover. No, 80s covers of new wave songs.
That's amazing.
And DJ James Kennedy is opening up for him.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. It's so exciting.
Yeah,
so
I think I'm
performing Let's Touch in Public.
Well, he can't perform that because the other lead singer of that was QAnon and he killed himself.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go live during, I've never gone live on Instagram before, but I think I might go live during the Sandoval set and DJ James Kennedy.
You should.
Just so people can really experience the joy. Yeah, I will say, I mean, Tom Sandoval, I've watched that dude do karaoke so much. The guy, like, remember that party I went to over the summer, and he brought his own karaoke machine to the party.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with, like, performing.
Yeah.
I mean, just, that's wild. I mean, it's, I guess, yeah. Do what you love, you know, follow your dreams, kids.
Exactly.
Kanye West alleges legal community are keeping ex Kim Kardashian from passing the bar exam.
I doubt that. I think the bar exam is just really, really, really fucking hard.
I know. I just love, it's like another, I love what we tell ourselves to, like, not take responsibility for the actual, like, I love that the law community has banded together to keep Kim Kardashian. Like, the law community has banded together to, like, have you guys not be together. What?
Yeah, it's like Dave Portnoy also, like, it's a vast conspiracy theory. It's like, no, it's just like, you know, this is reality and you just don't want to hear it or take accountability. But yeah, Kim Kardashian. Oh my God, the Melissa Gorga and Sierra commercial on Bravo.
I heard about this, but I thought it was a rumor. There really is a commercial with Melissa Gorga and Sierra from.
It's on my TV, right? There are multiple and they're so bad.
What are the commercials for? Dog food?
It's like for Peacock and, oh my God, they're so cringy. Sorry, I just got really bad ADD.
Oh my God. I'm actually going to a doctor to see if I have ADHD because I can't, as I get older, but it's like, I didn't know if it was like be too old to get diagnosed with that, you know?
Oh no, I got diagnosed as an adult. And then when I got diagnosed, I was like, oh yeah, this makes a lot of sense. And everyone was like, yeah, we thought you knew that you had ADD. Everyone else said.
we like Adele, right? But like, I don't know, like I'm starting to feel like there might be too many big like song, like I'm kind of into Taylor right now, that I don't know if I have time for Adele.
I'll make time for Adele.
Really? Okay, that's yeah. All right. I mean, as long as you're down with it. Yeah. Let's see here, and finally, what do we have here? Oh, I don't know what this story. Do you know what Bella Hadid is crying over not getting designer clothes growing up? I guess there was a story where she was crying saying she didn't get designer clothes growing up. Did you read that?
She said that she didn't get her first pair of Louboutins until she graduated high school.
Okay, that's fucking ridiculous. Did she grow up in a prison? That's horrible.
I know. That's like a
so sad. What, I mean, what was the right? Like, she wasn't. I'm not going to waste it on you.
Is that your Yolanda voice?
Yeah. Have the lemons with the. What is the Lyme's disease?
And the lemons with the Lyme disease. Oh my God.
Kourtney Kardashian calls Travis Barker her everything as she celebrates his 46th birthday with new snaps on Instagram. I've been seeing a lot of the like live Instagrams with them at just like parties casually. And he really genuinely is always grabbing at her ass or her booth. I
know. I've seen some of the stuff where they're just in the background, not
like
even
he's just grabbing, you know, all the, I mean, that's awesome, you know?
Good for them. They seem very in love. I mean, yeah, I'm a believer now.
Is that kind of like you and your new boyfriend? Do you guys grab at each other?
sorry, everyone. Sorry.
I'm sorry, you guys. Come on. You got to get roasted a little bit. Okay. So I think that actually genuinely is it. Oh, wait. Kanye is still wearing his creepy mask in public. He's in New York City right now, so you might see him, and he's wearing this white man mask in potential publicity ploy for upcoming release of Donda's deluxe remix, which I thought was going to actually be released on Friday to go against Taylor, but it seems like it wasn't ready or so. Oh, wait, that's it. The last thing. Drake spent $1 million at a strip club the day after Astroworld.
I know. It's
what
messed up.
What is that up? Well, I mean, what?
The thing is, like, people are like, but so what? It wasn't his fault. It's like,
But
I'm like, it contradicts his statement. His statement was like, I've been in shock.
Yeah,
like,
trying to sit with him. So we realize he was sitting that with three women on his lap, you know?
Exactly. Like it contradicts their statements, the way that they're acting. Like even like the Kendall and Kim stuff, it's like, we've been in shock. We're devastated. It's like, oh, but here we are like in full bell gowns at like a party. Like it just contradicts. It's like, you're not devastated. You don't care. The Drake thing is like a really, really, really bad look. And I think that he's probably going to be in some, I know that he was named in some lawsuits. So,
but yeah. Drake's always known for like, kind of like usually doing pretty good PR in the sense of like, people think he's a pretty good guy. Like for the most part, I've heard only good things about Drake from his fans, all of this stuff, but it is kind of gross. And then to like, have it pointed out that it's $1 million. Like we really are in a society now of like eat the rich, where it's like the kind of wealth these people have. It's like, man, $1 million in today. Like people are finding it hard to put food on the table. Like the supply chain shit, like even chicken is going up in prices. Like, I mean, it's like, and then somebody's throwing around $1 million for one night at a strip club the day after, like, 8 people died where you were performing. Like, it seems like maybe there was like a guarantee where he was going to lose money if he didn't get lap dances, but it seems like he has enough money where he could have just sat that one out, you know?
Well, yeah. And also like, okay, so $1 million at a strip club, how about giving some money right now to some of these victims' families? Like, yeah, it's just a really, really, really bad look.
Yeah. It bums me out. Well, tonight is a great night of TV, guys. Sunday night, you'll be listening to this tomorrow on Monday. But yeah, Real Housewives of Potomac is tonight. Salt Lake is tonight. Succession is tonight. Curb Your Enthusiasm is tonight. People mentioned the show Yellowstone that they love, that I think it's like the number one streamed show on cable. And it's actually I know Kevin Costner's in it, but I wasn't aware how insanely popular it is. That's on tonight. Like it is. Oh yeah. And Insecure is on tonight. It is nonstop TV to the point where we don't have to go visit our families for Thanksgiving if we don't want to, because we have plenty of stuff to do. Sophie, anything going on this week that we need to know about?
I have a few stories coming out, just some shopping stories and fun stuff.
Well, please let me know so I can post it on my Instagram stories when they come out.
I sure will. And I'm trying to think what else. No, just follow me.
Okay. There's a story I want to tell you that I probably say for next week. That's a personal story, and I want to see if I should tell you or not, but I'm going to think about it. It's good. Well, I want to tell you it right now, but I'll tell. Okay. Bye guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
5, 4, 3.
Thank you to our sponsor, Hulu. Their new reality series, Vanderpump Villa, is an unfiltered portrait of what it is like to work in the glamorous French countryside while striving to impress Lisa Vanderpump. As guests arrive for their lavish vacation, the Vanderpump Villa staff are pushed to their limits, ready to cater to every whim, all the while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Betches.